An Ypsilanti man looking to make a difference in the lives of African-American men in the community has a new idea to expand on that outreach. I'm Lisa Berry, and I'm talking about Nate Frazier, who joins us now to tell us about his latest idea. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, good to talk with you.
What do you have in the works?
Well, what we have in the works is we have the Brotherhood, like For Us, By Us. Everything that you're going to need as a Black man will be within the Brotherhood. We will have all types of resources, from counseling to jobs to learning how to start a business to educating to allowing, you know, Black men to understand who they are and get away from the trauma, as we call it, of 400 years ago. Of slavery, being taught self-hate. When you look at the Black man is, I mean, it's just what it is, looked at as the most dangerous species here on this earth. You know, just being a Black man, you already looked at as a criminal in America. So we want to change that narrative.
You want to change it from the inside out.
Exactly, from the inside out, changing the mentality of the Black man. Okay, that's the key here, to get them to understand that they are not beneath, okay, but they are supreme beings, and that you are in America. Yes, we are in a racist country, but you can accomplish, you can do anything that you want to do if you put your mind to it. So my goal is to get the Black man away from looking at the system, looking at the systemic racism. We've been given that too much power for years. Even, you know, in this generation, it's 2021, and we're still talking about we shall overcome. So we want to get away from that and change the people, the minds of the Black man mentality, and just to, you know, let them know who they are and what they can accomplish, and not what society says who you are and has painted the picture of who you are and what the media says.
So just to be clear, because I feel like we're walking a very fine line about some of the things that you're saying, a sensitive subject. Let's just be open and honest. It's sort of a sensitive subject, but your intention is to empower Black men to feel better about themselves and be more successful, if I'm hearing you correctly.
That's correct. How can we do that? Through our resources that the Brotherhood's going to offer. We'll be having meetings. We'll be sitting down. We'll be bringing in young Black teenagers, empowering them, teaching them about Black history, our culture. When you look at our culture, it has been painted and tainted, you know, like the sagging of the pants, and we call that swag. And it's just a lot of things that Black men, I want to teach, and especially in regards of history, because there's a lot of things that we do that we don't understand the history behind it. I want to educate them and understand, like, hey, you're doing this, but do you know the history behind that? Do you know where sagging pants come from? That comes from slavery. They called it buck. You know, that's what the master did. When he did what he did, he pulled the Black men pants down and had them parade before their families and around, and letting everybody know that this person has been bucked. He's been humiliated. Manhood taken away.
So you're saying it's not a way that one should want to walk around now?
No, it's not. It's not. It's definitely not a good image.
Right.
And it does not portray Black culture. It just doesn't. So we're trying to get the younger men to understand that. You know, I don't have a problem with what you wear, but I just want us to understand what we call swag and culture is not. Mm-hmm. That's not what it is.
You're having an event on Saturday. Tell us about that.
Okay, the event Saturday is going to be awesome. It's the introduction of the Brotherhood. That's the exact day that it will be marked as established. I have people coming in, partners. We're going to be partnership. My first partnership is called The Cream. This is an organization out of Wayne County. They're partnered with the Brotherhood. They're going to teach Black men how to start business. They're LLCs, unique 501c3s. We're going to be having teaching sessions. I have another person coming in from Pontiac. that's called Pontiac Universal Crimes. They're going to come in and partner with us. We're going to get a page that's called Washtenaw County Universal Crimes, where, you know, anything going on in the community, you can go on that page, whether it's criminal or whatever, something needs to report, you'll be able to go on that page. We can keep up what's going on here in Washtenaw County. I have another construction company coming in that's going to partner with us. They're going to be offering people jobs, $20 an hour plus full benefits, working around the state of Michigan. So I have educators coming in. So it's a lot of people that I'm going to be partnering with. Whoever joins up with this brotherhood, the resource is going to be right there for you.
We'll put a link to that with this interview on our webpage, WEMU.org. Nate Frazier, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you taking your time to do this interview with me in regards to the brotherhood.